Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love. Welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective, your safe space to grow, to heal, and to be held through the hard stuff. In today's episode, finds you in a place of transition, confusion, or quiet transformation, I want you to take a deep breath and know this. It's okay to let go of who you were, even if she was strong, even if she carried you through the darkest seasons, even if her survival tactics helped you get through what you thought you wouldn't. Because here's the hard but beautiful truth. Becoming the woman you're meant to be means grieving the one you had to be. So today we're going to talk about why it's so hard to let go, even when we know we've outgrown something, the signs your soul is shifting, how to gently release the past with love, not shame, and how to begin embodying your next level self, even if you're still in the in-between. Grab your journal, your coffee, or go for a slow hot girl walk. This one's going to sit in your chest in the best, most necessary way. There was a time in my life where I was clinging to an identity that no longer fit me. I had just left a version of my life that looked fine on the outside. Relationships, routines, goals I thought I wanted, but deep down I was suffocating. I had to become so good at surviving that I didn't know what thriving even looked like. And yet, I couldn't let go. Because that version of me, she worked so damn hard. She sacrificed. She smiled through the pain. She made things look easy, even when they were crumbling. And letting her go felt like betrayal. It felt like if I let go for some reason, that pain and hard times I went through wouldn't be valid anymore. Like, they just wouldn't matter, and they had such a huge impact on my life and completely changed me that I couldn't imagine just letting them go like they never happened. But I'll never forget the moment it all cracked open for me. I was sitting on my bathroom floor, crying, bawling my eyes out, completely burnt out. And I remember whispering to myself, I can't keep doing this. Something has to shift. I can't keep living like this. I won't make it if I do. That was my becoming moment. It wasn't loud. It wasn't glamorous. It was messy and such a low moment for me. But it was real. Letting go isn't about forgetting. It's about releasing what's no longer true. And that's hard because your old self was needed. She wasn't broken. She was brilliant. She made sure you survived. But here's the truth. You're not betraying her by evolving. You're honoring her by healing. Repeat after me. Thank you for surviving. I'm ready to start living. And here's a journal prompt for you to help you through this. Write a love letter to your old self. What did she protect you from? What did she believe? What are you ready to release her from? Hey, love, real quick. If you've been craving real connection, growth, and a space where becoming your best self is the norm, you have to join us inside the Glow Up Guide Collective community. This is your safe space to heal, grow, and glow. Surrounded by other women who get it. No more doing this alone. Your next level is waiting, and so are we. Tap the link in the show notes and come join the sisterhood, my girl. Sometimes we don't know where we're going. We just feel uncomfortable. You're not stuck. You're shedding. So some signs that you're shifting. You can feel disconnected from the people or places that once grounded you. You feel irritated by patterns you used to normalize. You crave solitude, slowness, and quiet reflection. Your intuition is louder, even when your mind wants logic. You start craving depth, conversations, relationships, intentions. If you're feeling like this, you're not broken. You're not behind. You're just becoming. This journey isn't about force. It's about flow. So here's how to gently support your shift. 1, write a goodbye letter to the old you. She deserves closure. Give her grace. Give her compassion. Give her peace. 2, create a vision of who you're becoming. Let it be about how you want to feel, not just what you want to have. 3, sit in the sacred middle. This is your metamorphosis season. Don't rush your cocoon. Be gentle. Be soft. Be still. Sit through the emotions. Feel them. Work through them. 4, stop needing to be understood. You are not here to be digestible. You're here to be whole. 5, choose a daily anchor habit that reflects her. Even small rituals, how you dress, how you speak to yourself, what you listen to, help you become her. Practice soft forgiveness, not for them, but for you, my girl. The version of you who stayed too long, tried too hard, gave too much. She was just trying to be safe. Here's an affirmation for you. I am not starting over. I am starting aligned. Letting go isn't a one-time event. It's a daily soul deep practice, and there's going to be grief in your growth. You might miss the old you sometimes, and that's perfectly okay. You might feel unsure of who you are now. That's okay too. But don't forget, that in-between version of you, she's sacred. She is the bridge between survival and softness, between performance and peace, between who you were and who you are becoming. You're not just growing, you're coming home to yourself. If this episode moves something in you, share it with a sister who's in her own becoming season. Tag me or DM me at Glow Up Guide Collective and tell me, what part of you are you ready to lovingly release? Or what's one habit your future self is ready for you to anchor into now? And if you're in the messy middle, there's a free Glow Up Guide starter kit in the show notes that will meet you right where you are with journal prompts, affirmations, and mindset resets. You're not lost, babe. You're becoming. And that is your glow up. Until next time. Be gentle, be brave, and keep becoming her. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.